I'm Andrea Chalfant with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado is ramping up efforts to try and prevent marijuana from being diverted to the black market. Governor John Hickenlooper signed two bipartisan bills into law yesterday. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The goal is to crack down on large-scale non-commercial marijuana grows. State law had allowed medical marijuana patients to grow up to 99 plants if a physician agreed. Recreational users could also have other people grow their plants for them. Under the new law, people are limited to 12 plants per residence, unless a local government approves double that for a medical patient. Governor Hickenlooper praised the legislation.
We are no longer the Wild West. I don't think it's a good thing to have Colorado have the loosest set of laws around part of the regulatory framework around marijuana.
And another new law says only caregivers can grow plants for other people. It also sets up a $6 million grant program to reimburse police for enforcing and prosecuting people for growing and diverting marijuana to the black market. Rural areas will get priority for receiving those grants. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The fire department on the Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station is scheduled to conduct training exercises today. The goal is to help ensure first responders are prepared to handle a variety of situations on and off the base. In addition, the Colorado Springs Fire Department is expected to hold training there as well. Those traveling I-25 and Highway 115 near the installation could see smoke in the area. This is 91.5 KRCC News.